1850 was the year, the place Newcastle Quay. Thomas Spence, he was born to stir the aristocracy. Common ownership of land was Thomas Spence's plan. Words he wrote in his own hand, he called the rights of man. Thomas went down to South Shields Town and on to Marsden Bay. He met a man of great renown, lived in a cave, they say, by the sea and living free, no landlord survived a slave. He had gained his liberty within a limestone cave. Thomas was overjoyed to see his living dream come true. He was a man who'd broken free of landlords and their crew. Passion spurred his fevered hand with storm-tossed seagull's call. Wrote these words to those he damned upon the cave's bare wall. Ye landlords vile, who rob with guile and levy where ye can, your laws and lawyers I'll defy and fight for. Those that would seek to innovate and change the status quo, quickly the state will isolate and view as hostile foe. Legal stoats in ermine coats, they raised a hue and cry. Bence condemned by weasel throats in Newgate jail to lie. File, you rob with guile and levy where you can. Your laws and lawyers I'll defy and fight for the rights of man. Thoughts of a brave man still survive, reposing now in print, waiting there to be brought alive like sparks within a flint. Prison doors with iron jaws can cage a body's will. Men made laws suppress a cause, but thoughts they'll never kill.
Ye landlords vile, who rob with guile and levy where ye can, your laws and lawyers I'll defy and fight for the rights of man.
More than a brace of centuries have passed since Spence's birth. River still rolls down the quays, controlled by moon and earth. Thomas Spence and Thomas Paine, two men, one single clan. They raised Cain and sought no gain, they fought for the rights of man.
Ye landlords vile, who rob with guile.